Ramble.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You ever just poop straight lettuce?
Welcome to the tripod.
I do.
On occasion.
I do. I think my body spent so much of its life learning how to digest fast food and unhealthy food that if I give it a mescaline salad, like the good lettuce, the expensive lettuce, the money lettuce, my body says, I don't know what to do with this. And I...
Mescaline salad? No, is sure, it, that's the way you pronounce that lettuce.
Is it mescaline?
I think it's just mescaline.
Mescaline.
Well, maybe mescaline, I don't know. Is a drug.
Mescaline.
Is what, it mescaline? What kind of drug is mescaline?
Isn't it painkiller?
That's like peyote, right?
Yeah.
Mescaline.
I wish I was eating peyote for lunch, but
you
turns out I'm
get
just
down
eating
a little
lettuce.
Bit of mescaline.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is
mescaline.
It's like LSD.
A poop a salad.
Nice. Assorted small young salad greens. M-E-S-C-L-U-N.
I'm super down with calling it money salad. I feel like that's real cool.
Yeah.
It makes me feel fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It is like money lettuce.
We're speeding, by the way.
I know we are.
Okay.
That's why I'm being elaborating.
That's why I'm being interesting.
But then mescaline.
So interesting, Miles.
Mescaline is a naturally occurring psychedelic protoalkaloid of the substituted phenethylamine class. Phenethylamine.
Oh.
That gave me a boner, but we lost a lot of viewers in the process.
Breaking news in California.
It's like LSD.
Yesterday, the California Senate passed through a bill to decriminalize psychedelics. It is headed to the assembly. And then if it passes there, it will head to Mr. Gavin Newsom. And then it would be decriminalized. Obviously not legalized, but decriminalized.
Wow. But that's great, because then like you're not going to just use that as an excuse to throw people in prison for years.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's a great thing. And also the bill opens up more study into psychedelics. So like they can learn more of the medicinal qualities and how it can better be good.
I like that Miles is the only one of us with headphones, which we are all going to get. And I feel
probably next week. Actually.
Change the energy for the better. But my phone vibrated and Miles like looked around.
He's like, is it my phone?
Where did it come from?
By the way, I know you guys told me to put my hoodie on, but I am sweating. Can I take it off?
Or? No, Miles.
No,
okay. Miles.
Yeah. All right. I'm wearing
you
a shirt.
You should know better.
Well,
Miles rolled up to work in this beautiful new 5,000 square foot Burbank studio, the Tri Studio. Still under construction.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing like a jankety BuzzFeed 2014 shirt. It's just one of the basic ones that just says BuzzFeed in the center.
I'll give you a shirt, Miles.
It's
if you need a
day.
Shirt, just ask.
I'm not giving you enough Tri merch.
I haven't got any of the new shit.
I only wear Tri merch.
I
don't have any other shirts.
Here's what you can do, Miles. You can take the sweater off, but you need to tie the sleeves around your... Don't show it. Also, there's an incredible stain on your stomach. Where did that come from? Oh, is that
sweat?
Oh, you're really sweating.
Right, I'm hot. I'm wearing a sweaty.
Okay,
it's summer.
So take it off, but you need to tie it somewhere where I can't
read
that.
You got some blue tape behind you?
Yeah, that's that's good. Yeah,
let's redact it.
Greek it out.
Or like maybe put the camera facing up.
You want the camera to be...
Yeah, so like I was at the end of that one podcast
where
petty. I was laying down.
I can still read part of it.
Okay, I'll cover the rest of it. Hang on.
We've lost Ned.
It's gone.
Ned.
All right, that's better. And now look how cool you look.
I feel like the energy in the new studio is really good.
I think it's great here. Also, we forgot to introduce our special guest today. He is one of our corporate overlords. Rob, right?
Ronald.
Ronald, that's right. Ronald.
Yeah,
Ronald.
Welcome to the tripod. We're joined today by Ronald.
Ronald the puppet.
If you're listening, he is a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's so much more than that. I don't want to reduce him to just being a puppet. You know, he's an entrepreneur. Ronald, you're doing some Twitch streaming these days, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was going to talk about
that. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I just try to turn my Twitch out, get out, turn my Twitch on, and mostly I just do the paperwork, some of the finances of the company.
Now, Ronald, for those who are not as familiar with your content, how would you kind of describe it? It's kind of hard for me to put it into simple terms.
Oh, I describe it as I'm a corporate YouTuber.
Oh,
yeah.
I do tutorials on tax filing and, expense reports. And,
wow.
You know, my morning routine as it relates to paperwork.
You're a brand ambassador for BP Oil. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's a controversial thing. Used to work for Shell and now BP. Before that, Texaco.
Now, Ronald, you are facing several lawsuits and quite serious allegations against you, but you've rolled that into your content, I'd say, quite well.
You know what? Fuck you, Zach. To bring that up here in this safe space, or if that's what I thought it was, Ned.
Don't look at me, Ronald. I disagree with most things.
You invited me on the podcast, and I thought it would be a nice guest moment, and I'm just being put on trial.
Ronald, I'm so sorry. I guess you're right. Is there anything that you want to talk about? You are our guest today. What's on your mind?
I prefer to sit limp and unspeaking for the rest of this podcast.
No,
thank
Ronald.
You.
Ronald.
Thank you.
Ronald.
Okay. Thank you.
Ronald.
All right. Wow, Ronald. Incredible.
I guess he's just going to sit there and watch us talk.
Yeah.
That was kind of our whole episode, is we were going to do an interview with Ronald. So we need something else.
Luckily, I have a segment.
He kind of just leaned forward. He looks actually very attentive right now.
He is staring Keith down. He's moving.
Oh, no.
He's scary.
Oh, God.
These vibes, this is making me feel cheer up.
You had a rough morning, Zach.
Yeah.
Tell us your tale of sorrow.
What happened?
I guess I can. So, okay.
People are going to love it.
People are going to love it. Welcome back to Zach's Sad Morning.
Aw.
So I've been trying. I've told you guys about this. I've talked on the podcast about this. I loathe my social media habits. Mm-hmm. And it's not even that I spend too much screen time. It's that I just, it's become like, those old commercials where people are trying to quit smoking cigarettes. It's like, relearn how to drive a car without grabbing a cigarette. Mm. I need to relearn everything in my life. Cause like when I go to the toilet, whip out my phone, when I'm blending my smoothie, whip out my phone, like every little action I do when I wake up in bed, the first thing I do is check Twitter. So last night I did it. I deleted Twitter from my phone.
What? Wow. Follow Zach at Corn Diddy.
Yeah. So for now on, anything that I tweet, I intentionally went to my computer and said, this thought you need to hear. And so the day started off okay. I woke up and I went to my phone. I'm like, there's nothing to do. I guess I just have to get out of bed.
Ooh,
the fuck is that? So I was a little groggy, didn't have my normal ramp up. But this morning, while I was making a smoothie, my stupid little hand, my arm waved around, and I dumped the smoothie all over my counter.
Your stupid little hand?
Were you stretching?
Here's what it is. I had this water, filter thing, and it was, obstructing my vision, and I reached around to grab something. I don't know. I just judo chopped my smoothie. Mm-hmm. Spilled the whole thing.
Dang.
And so that'll ruin your morning right there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I gotta tweet this.
Yeah.
So I took a photo.
That was making fun.
I reinstalled Twitter.
I was gonna say you tweeted this morning.
I'm about to say, I'm pretty sure you tweeted this morning.
I re-downloaded Twitter. And I went to do it, but because it was like this, my kitchen's all dark in the morning. I didn't turn the lights on. I was living this groggy experience. The color's all dark, and so people were roasting me, saying that I looked like I was drinking a cement smoothie. I'll have you know, it's a very delicious smoothie.
Yeah.
But then, here's the real kick in the nuts. Because I deleted Twitter, all of my drafts are gone. All of my old stupid thoughts, all of the things that, you don't really need to ever post, but one day you're like, oh, you'll do that whole draft dump.
Are they gone for your computer?
It's a different system. The drafts on your computer are different drafts than the drafts on your phone.
Was there really gold in there?
There was gold, Miles! juicy nuggets of gold that the world will never know. So
it does look like concrete.
It really
like you
looks...
got a little puddle of like putty or like cement paste.
Yeah, and there's one little mound of what I assume is an unblended like banana nub that it makes it look very confusing because there's just a bubble in the middle.
Yeah, you can anyway, like moderately ratioed on this cement puddle.
I did in the previous episode tell the audience that I wanted them to roast me like they roast Jack's film. So I guess
that's true.
But like Ronald, I too will sit here limp and lifeless for the rest of the episode.
Ronald was making me laugh when you were talking because he looks like he's like, what?
He's giving out
the game. Deleted Twitter. What? It's just his little agape mouth is really doing it for me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
You know what I've heard is you can turn your phone to grayscale. You guys heard about this? You can sap all of the color out of your phone to make it less fun.
Oh.
And to make you want to use it less.
That's interesting. So Jesus, Zach looks fucking dead.
I love using my phone.
That's cool. What else we got?
I like the joy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the social media obsession.
You do, yeah.
Or at least I think I do.
It never like makes you feel a little bit bad after you've been doing it for a long time.
No.
No?
If anything, I feel like I only ever feel bad about not posting enough.
Mm.
I never feel bad about how much I'm looking
at. It makes sense because it's sort of our livelihoods.
I
feel like I'm repeating my same song over and over again. I've lost the ability to be bored. You know, it's just that there's any time my mind has a moment of quiet, I go to fill it with just the noise. And I want to allow myself boredom because that's then where you then force yourself to go into your little creative imaginary world.
Right. It's really ironic because you like tea, which is like the ultimate meditative.
Why do you think I'd make it and drink it? That's 5 minutes I'm guaranteed to be sipping.
Yeah. Not if you're scrolling while you're sipping.
That's true. It's dangerous.
Dangerous.
What do you think, Ronald? Oh,
I didn't want to talk anymore. It takes two of you guys to operate me. And
well, Ronald, I think you're going to love this next segment here. Speaking of Ronald, because he's kind of a cartoon, Cruella came out recently, right? Kind of an interesting thing going on.
What kind of segue was that?
Well,
speaking of Ronald, because he's going to have a cartoon.
Because he's like a puppet.
Topical event.
Yeah, kind of. So Cruella came out, right? Obviously. Right?
Obviously.
Dark.
Hasn't it not come out yet because we're recording this in advance?
Well, no, it's already came out.
It's out.
You think it hasn't come out yet because we're recording?
I just seen the billboards, but I thought the billboards had a date that was like in the future.
No, okay,
last week.
I think dang, man, I missed it.
Yeah, this is going to be outdated. But so Cruella, darker telling of a cartoon character. So I thought it'd be fun for this next segment if we rank cartoon characters you would beat in a fight.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
Rank characters that we would beat in a fight.
Yeah, like
so the easiest to hardest to beat.
I mean, not even like rank or like in a like,
all of them we'll be able to beat, but like my favorite to fight.
You're just like, can I beat him in the fight or not?
Okay, so it's not a ranking.
Well, but I can put ranking in the title.
Got it.
I give you permission.
Okay.
Ranking our favorite cartoon characters.
That to be clear, do you think that you would fight Cruella De Vil?
She would beat me.
Throw hands with her.
Yeah, but I'm saying if we were to fight through some sort of circumstances, I'd steal her purse.
Isn't she canonically like an old woman?
Yeah, but she's got moxie.
The Emma Stone version. The
elderly woman. I mean, imagine if you're in a boxing ring with her.
I'm not saying Glenn Close ain't fit.
Can be like as cunning as you want. Still boxing. There's a referee there.
Well, I didn't say boxing.
The rule.
It might be dirty.
Well, how are we going to monetize it, Miles?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. By the way, we can't wait to box Will for our big Dragon's opening office party. But I'll say like it's like a scrappy fight. So we're going to start with this first one.
Oh, yeah. She's going to go all Krav Maga.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're going to die. You think she's by her.
Yeah, exactly. First one is SpongeBob SquarePants. Would you beat SpongeBob in a fight?
You can't beat SpongeBob.
No. It's impossible. Exactly impossible.
I am glad we are all on the same
there's
page.
There's the whole episode where he's afraid to fight the bully and the bully can't hurt him because he's too soft. Yeah. You would have no idea what you're talking about.
This would go right through.
You have no idea. BuzzFeed Jerry, you don't even know the episode where SpongeBob literally is in a fight and he can't be hurt because he's too soft.
You know what? Add another piece of tape to that shirt, Miles.
Okay, I'll add another tape on the shirt. Let me see if I can get any of this.
There we go. There we go.
Every time you're going to keep at it.
You make
just fodder for Miles' eventual Why I Left Try Guys video.
Oh man, I can't wait to make it.
I walked in with a shirt of an old employer and they just
I was proud of the work I did there.
I've thought about making that video, but I just continue to work here.
It's not a bad gig.
Why I Will Leave the Try Guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And maybe you guys walk in, you're like, what are you filming? And I'm like, shh.
No, it's good.
Okay, next one. Captain Crunch. Would you be Captain Crunch in a fight?
Ooh.
Mm. I thought you said these were going to be Disney.
Well,
villains.
I think I could beat him in a fist fight, but he would make the battle on his terms, which means it would be a naval battle.
Yeah.
And I would not win, you know, against Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Who isn't a real captain based on the number of stripes. Yeah, fun serial
in the
fact.
Navy, right?
Speaking of BF, that was my first ever BuzzFeed video.
Oh, really?
Serial facts.
Serial facts.
Banger.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I did learn random things about cereal.
I remember some to this day from my stupid videos. Like how Starbucks, I think all of them, some of them, at least according to my video, all of them, have round tables so that single customers feel less lonely.
Wow.
Whoa. That's cool. Yeah,
fun fact.
Would you beat Captain Crunch in a fight, Keith?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I could.
What if he pulled out a blunderbuss?
Do I have a gun?
I mean, if he's got a blunderbuss, I feel like it's only fair.
Like he's
what is a blunderbuss?
It's like a very short gun that's wildly inaccurate.
And from like the
used
old
in
times.
The 1800s.
Maybe if 1700s. I'm fighting a military official, I should arm myself with everything the military official has at their disposal. And then it would be possible, I think, for me to win in a fight. I think this is a little more violent now that there's guns involved.
Well, it's like a fist fight, maybe. You two get dropped into a coliseum, fight to the death.
No, I don't think I could beat him. He's because if we scale him up to human size,
he's big.
He's 450 pounds. He's a rotund boy.
Yeah.
But what if that's he could be short but stocky?
I don't think he's three. I think he'd be like 5 feet.
He could
tall.
Be. And I'm saying a 3 foot guy could still beat your ass. I'm just
you think
saying.
So? I mean,
it's possible.
Short king.
I'm just saying it's like we
honestly.
Should, I'm looking at his proportions.
He could get some hard punches straight into my knees, and that would be pretty devastating.
Yeah.
Pretty tough.
Think about like when you and I boxed, how like you couldn't. I mean, I guess you could have just ripped my head off, and that was.
Well, we also had a rule that I couldn't
punch exactly.
You in the face.
So I guess with Captain Crunch, maybe
and
you
that
could've.
Was the only thing I could reach.
Yeah,
wow. That was a rule. You couldn't punch face.
Keith and I decided we didn't want to punch in the face because that would have fucked me up.
And I realized that
there
was impossible
no targets
for
left.
Me to hit him at all because I'm above him.
It was great. I loved that. Mm-hmm. It was super fun for me.
It was frustrating.
Apparently, Captain Crunch is only a commander.
Oh.
Which actually, when I hear about it, seems higher than captain.
Yeah.
But it's not. Yeah.
Master and captain?
Master and commander.
I'd rather watch that movie.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is Scar from Lion King.
None of the... Okay, that's the
oh,
first
hell
Disney
no.
Movie.
I would
the
lose
fucking lion.
So
well,
hard.
But maybe you outsmart him. He's just a lion.
That's true. We're kings of the food chain.
Yeah.
He's king of the jungle.
It's like, okay, I brought a gun and I shot a lion. You still might lose.
But you can't have a lion. You can have what he has, which is claws.
Then I would
oh, lose. Wait, but we get claws though.
Yeah, but...
What if we take his claws away and
no,
he has fists?
You're not a lion.
Not only is he a lion, but he's also cunning.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
We already said we would lose to Cruella De Vil, which, like, technically is probably not true. She's still an old lady.
That's true. So you'd beat up an old lady?
Ned? I wouldn't. No.
She kills dogs.
She's a bad person.
The internet will be on your side. People love dogs.
Yeah.
People also love Emma Stone.
Same.
America's Sweetheart.
But we're not fighting Emma Stone. We're fighting the cartoon old lady, and she's pretty skeletal.
Yeah, then I'll beat her.
Like
Jesus,
she is. She's like a skeleton with skin.
Here's the thing: Scar killed Mufasa. Sorry, spoiler. and Mufasa's a better man than I'll ever be.
Yeah.
So Scar can beat me up.
Scar can beat me up. Good tweet. Winky face. Good tweet.
He didn't. They didn't ever get a 1-to-1 fight.
But
though.
that's how good Scar is.
Dang.
Yeah.
Doesn't even need to take
fucking
the 1-on-1.
Brings in the wildebeests. Yeah. That scene, man. Yeah. Can we talk about Lion King for a second?
Yeah, for sure.
Can we just talk about how good that movie is?
It's a good movie.
Can we just talk about how good. The Lion King
and the music,
is
Nala.
And the visuals.
I mean, come on,
a little too hot.
A little too hot for a lion.
I'm certain I've told you, but my first memory, I think, in life, because like, how far back can you think? And the first one that I am conscious of is climbing on my grandmother's lap to get a better view of The Lion King in theaters.
That's cute. Wow.
Love that movie. Cute.
My first memory as a child is that I couldn't see the Statue of Liberty in the stroller, and I couldn't communicate that I couldn't see it. And my whole family was going, wow, it's so cool. And I was like, I can't see it.
How do you know it was the Statue of Liberty that you couldn't see?
Because I remember that I could see a wall, and they were saying the whole day we were going to go look at the Statue of Liberty. And they're like, there it is. And I'm like, I can't see it. But I couldn't communicate.
So then accurately. Your first memory is being told you were going to go see the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Second memory, mm-hmm. not seeing the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's all sort of combined into one long memory.
Sweet.
I remember I got free tickets to go to the torch of the Statue of Liberty when I was a little kid because I did a crab walk. They were like, impress us. We'll give you tickets to go to the torch. And my parents were like, Miles, you got to do it. We want to go to the torch.
I was doing your signature tricks.
And I did like a turtle walk where I walked in my hands.
Wait,
my
was
hands
it a turtle walk or a crab walk?
It was like a crab. I was like, I kind of did this.
Very different walks.
And then I did a turtle walk. And then the line took forever. And we were just like, we're not going to go. And so we gave our tickets
to somebody
else.
Now you can't.
And now you can't go.
You idiot.
I know. I'm an idiot. I should have waited. Next one. Okay. Can you beat this character in a fight? Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, but why would you want to?
I mean, I don't know. It's
want to fight Belle?
Yeah, but can you beat Belle in a fight?
Here's the thing. She reads.
She reads.
And she's smart.
Reading is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Uh-huh. Therefore, she's very powerful.
She's probably equipped with a book and, you know, a little improvised weaponry, like, bam, like, hit the book into your face.
That's a good point.
You know, bam, flip it sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, take your breath out.
Sherlock Holmes, like, is the intelligence. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But the answer is probably yes, because she's like a 13-year-old girl.
Is she 13? No, please
she's,
no.
She's maybe not 15. That old. She's not old enough to
oh,
be,
really?
She's not old enough to fall in love.
The yeah. prince?
Oh, no.
The prince is like 20, because it's before his 21st birthday.
Miles, it's from the past.
We're having ourselves a little it's BuzzFeed day. I also made a video at BuzzFeed where I revealed all of the ages of the princesses, but I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, no, it's that's shocking.
They were all very upsetting. I think Pocahontas is the youngest canonically because in real life, not in the cartoon, her story is very sad and she was like 13.
Yeah, it's
quick
tough.
Google search is Belle, age 17.
17.
Ariel, age 16.
Dude, 17-year-old could beat my ass. Are you kidding me?
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Honestly, even a pretty fit 13-year-old could.
Some 13-year-olds are jacked.
Snow White, I'm afraid of them.
Snow White, 14.
Oh.
Wow.
Cinderella, 19. Mulan, 16. Tiana, 19. Rapunzel, 18. Princess Aura, 16. Jasmine, 16.
Wow.
Yikes.
Jasmine is 16?
It's all about them falling in love, though.
I know. Jasmine's that's best. Tough.
Could you imagine your parents letting you go on a magic carpet ride at 16?
No way.
Sneaking out of the house to fly over the city? You'd get in so much trouble.
With a pet tiger?
With your tiger?
Yeah, no
and
way.
And your short little dad? Tiny little dad?
A literal short king.
Shortest little guy we've ever seen. He's
we stand
so tiny.
A short king.
How did that guy have that like, I mean, I get that she took a lot of her mom's genes, but like she took none of his.
Is her mom tall?
His intellect.
Yeah, maybe.
His wit.
Maybe.
His
he seemed like a loony.
His heart.
Wasn't he a lunatic?
Well, you know.
They all kind of were, right?
But he especially, was he like, whoa?
Yeah.
Was he like very silly?
You got to get to know Jasmine and then she reveals her silly side.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Beauty and the Beast was based off a fairy tale in the 1700s? Totally ripped off the
all
whole
of
story from Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villeneuve.
But aren't a lot of those Disney stories like ripped off of Grimm fairy tales? Or
everything,
like, stuff?
Yeah. So that's how they built their whole career on public domain.
Nothing stories. But Marvel, Star Wars, and Grimm's fairy tales.
The most infamous is Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen, which is very dark. The original is like she just turns to sea foam and dies at the end. It's quite and then I think he revised the ending to make it a little less grim.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dark.
This next cartoon character, would you beat in a fight? Bambi.
Oh, I don't want to fight Bambi.
No, I deer are fucking aggressive. As someone who grew up in the South,
yeah,
like Is Bambi a boy?
Even a baby deer that can't skate straight?
Bambi is a boy, I believe.
Yeah, on the ice, I think I could take a deer.
You think you can punch a deer?
On the ice.
Oh, on the ice? Yeah.
On the ice, that deer's got no chance. But not on the ice, deer are aggressive. When they're confident and they want to fight you, like especially like a big boy deer.
I'd be scared.
Daddy straight deer, up, I'm taking down Bambi.
They're scary.
I'm taking.
If you're near Bambi, that means her mom's not far away, and you don't want to get between a mother and her baby.
Ned, I hate to break this to you.
What?
The mom is far away.
Yeah, I know, but like it depends on what point in the story.
Well, if it's at the point of the story where the mom's there, then Bambi's a baby, and I could definitely beat up a baby deer.
All right.
Yeah. Is Bambi's dad? Bambi's dad's kind
of
like
absent, he's out of the
though.
Picture. He's out of it's the really picture. Sad.
But doesn't he see him? He's like, oh, look, it's my. Is Bambi a boy or a girl? I genuinely don't remember.
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie since I was a child.
But I know that.
I think a boy voiced by a woman.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But
really
I remember Bambi's like, look at that. And it's like a stag. And is that Bambi's dad? I guess we'll never know.
No, that's the king of the forest.
Yeah, but is that Bambi's dad?
No, it's a father figure.
Oh. Miles, I want to thank you. Because, we are so renowned for our lack of toxic masculinity here that it is great to finally have a podcast where we're talking about beating people up.
Especially young girls and baby animals.
That's kind of why that'd be funny.
I think it's about time that we show the true side of us, which is just guys that want to beat people up.
Exactly.
Not about whether we can beat up other YouTubers or not, but whether we can beat up beloved childhood cartoon
fictional
characters.
Children.
That's kind of my point. All right, Professor Oak. Could you beat Professor Oak in a fight?
No way. That guy's jacked.
Yeah. Is he jacked?
You never know because he's got a lab coat on, but I bet he's working out. He's got a thin face. Yeah. You know?
Which one's that? Is that the guy that gives you the items in Mario?
You know that's not true.
You nailed it, Ned.
That's incredible. We have a Pokemon sponsorship coming up, Ned.
Well, no, he's
it gets cannot in the script. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't learn too much. But I have no idea what he looks like.
He gives
I know he's
the
from
Charmander, the Bulbasaur, or the Squirtle to young Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, but like I don't have a face. I knew that, but I didn't know about the starter Pokemon.
Yeah.
But the I don't know what he looks
Ned,
like.
Ned, we gotta get you an old Game Boy and have you play Pokemon Red.
Dude, I bought one of those new ones and I started it and I was like, it's not for me.
You could stream it. It'd be fine.
Oh, do you buy the Sword and Shield one or the
Okay.
It's okay.
So there's better ones out there.
They're about to release a new cool one that comes out like I think at the end of the year. That's like that, but it's supposed to be better.
I got it. You know, the little taxonomy, the collecting. I was upgrading my little dudes and then I was like, meh.
It's too easy. The game is too easy.
Yeah, definitely too easy.
The game is like It's
a little
children.
Grindy.
It's a grind.
It's grind. I never died once, I don't think.
Bragging.
So, yeah. Pretty fucking good at video games, so never died once, but... okay, this next one here.
I beat Pokemon on Legendary.
Yeah. I think you could stream one of the original Pokemon games. That'd be funny. Okay, Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh. 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 Okay, now you try, Ned. Uh-huh. All right, now everyone, thanks so much for listening to that little segment. I want you to go ahead and rank our Mickeys in the chat below. Yeah. Give us a 1 for Zach, two for Keith, a 3 for Miles, and a 4 for Ned. And
that's
a 5
Mario.
For
Ned is doing Mario.
No.
And a 5 for Harold.
Okay.
That's Mario.
That's Mario, yeah.
His name is Harold, right?
I don't remember what we named
him. No, it's Ronald.
Ronald. And
I thought
5
it was
for
Rob.
Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald, great job. Oh, you spilled your D.
I slipped. I'm just going to let it be. I'm just going to let my crotch be wet.
I get that.
Nice.
Do you guys want to hear my critique of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song?
I would love to hear nothing more.
These are the lyrics.
I don't think I know it.
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside. It's fun inside. That's not a rhyme. A to A. That's just two words that are the same.
Mm-hmm. Preach, Ned.
That's one word.
Go
come inside.
Off,
it's fun inside. And yet it's so dang catchy, and they play it every single time my toddler watches that. You know, I think parents have a love-hate relationship with little television shows, right?
Yeah, right.
You guys know about Blippi? Scourge of the Earth?
I know about Blippi because we were nominated against him at the Streamies.
Oh, did we beat his ass?
Really?
Well, that's cool. Maybe he was in a different category.
I think
but
we
was
both
like,
lost.
He is very good at what he does.
I think by being nominated against him, we lost twice.
Yeah.
Can we get Blippi on the show?
Oh my God, that would be so weird.
I think
for
we
me.
Could. He's a very successful creator. Yeah.
I would like to hear the, you know, the inside sauce.
I interrupted, but if people don't know Blippi,
he's just a children's YouTube creator that does actually pretty cool things like drive construction vehicles or
pretty dope.
You know, sick. Yeah.
It's like all of the things are actually pretty great content, both for kids and adults, but you know, very annoying because he's making his voice for children.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was this huge controversy about 3 years ago where Blippi was going on tour, but he wasn't going on tour. It was like other actors, Blippies. Performers as Blippi, and parents were furious. And I'm like, you think what? The same Barney's going all around the country? This man's trying to franchise.
No, yeah, but he's on YouTube, you know? It's that direct connection.
I get it.
I went to see Blue's Clues and I got some motherfucking not Steve playing Steve.
But that is what happened.
I would not like it.
It definitely did happen.
I mean, Blue's Clues Live. I never got to see Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton. I've seen it twice.
Same. Yeah. Same, Ned.
Because maybe I can't go to New York for a weekend, drop $2,000 a head on tickets in its original theatrical run.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm behind the trend.
In the Heights is coming out. I think like now, by the time this podcast comes out, I'm stoked.
What if you guys franchised the Try Guys tour show and other people did it?
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
As your characters.
I mean, I would miss touring a little bit, but... Yeah.
I would love that because I've never seen the show.
That'd be really interesting.
I've still never seen the live show that we did. We have a professionally filmed version of it that we've never watched.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because like we did it and we haven't had a moment where we're like, hey, you all want to sit down and watch this? Mm-hmm. And also, we don't want to make our partners watch it again. They've gone through it enough.
They've seen a lot. I would just love to cast like a Shakespearean actor that's like, today I should be playing the character of Ned. And then he just crushes all of my lines.
He would crush it. Yeah. Or high schools could do it.
Oh my God.
High school production.
Oh my
Guys,
God.
If there is any high school out there,
let's do it. We'll give them the script and all the music.
We will absolutely
license it to them.
Yeah.
We'll be cheaper than whatever. I'll just give it to you for free.
Yeah.
There's like four high schoolers that get to be in the show.
Yeah, it's not a good show to pick.
Not a good cast.
Depends what kind of high school. Some schools have like many, many shows during the year. And this could be one that a student directs.
Yeah, it could be the winter play where there's like a secondary play that's more artistic.
Or maybe there's a visionary young 16-year-old director who finds a way to put 20 cast members involved. Yeah, and there's kind of this like, instead of a turntable, it's like a rotating group of people in Morphe suits.
Love that. I can't wait for their fan fiction section.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
I mean, I think it actually would work because you just make like my song, Eugene's piece, and the fan fiction more ensemble pieces that have more players than just the four of us.
And the history of the internet, like the opening.
Yeah, the opening number could be a bigger number.
And you could have a chorus for the closing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think it actually works.
I think it makes sense.
At least 15 kids could be in that show.
I got cast as Ned.
Oh my God, I'm Ned. Oh my God, I got Ned. Oh my God, Mom.
I got Ned.
I got Ned.
I got chicken ensemble.
I'm chorus. I'm chorus and under.
I'm the sexy pizza. I'm the sexy pizza teaser. Oh my God. If you haven't seen our show, well, you know.
I'm understudy to Eugene.
That would be pretty thrilling.
Eugene plays himself, though. Yeah. It's a high school production, but Eugene.
Yeah. I would audition
for the role of Eugene?
Somebody. Not Eugene.
That's how media companies grow. You know, they have like scalable IP. Dang. Too inside the weeds for the podcast, maybe, but.
Yeah.
That's sort of why we brought Ronald into the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Ronald.
Sort of evergreen character.
That's true. If we had the puppet cast,
then they
the tri-puppets.
Oh my God.
Not just some puppet to be used for your corporate greed. Am I, Ned?
Ronald, I think that you are unique.
Oh. Thank you, Ned.
You're welcome, Ronald.
You're welcome, Ned.
No problem, Ronald.
No problem, Ned.
Is you're like, okay,
it's really funny. Like,
I'm just stretching for the role, baby. Oh. Hey, it's time for a little tripod official dance break. Here we go.
Oh my God. If you're not watching on YouTube, it's going to be so confusing.
This podcast is all over the place. This is fun to listen to.
Do you mean this episode or this show?
That was good dancing, Rob.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that I am puppet dancing, Ron. If you're listening to it on iTunes,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I don't think iTunes exists anymore.
Huh? Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Is Spotify. iTunes not around?
I don't think it exists.
Ronald, don't rub the mic.
Get a hold of yourself.
All right, up next, would you beat in a characters you'd beat in a fight?
Oh yeah, we're still on this game.
Well, we don't have anything else.
Don't admit that, Miles. Sorry. Don't admit we have not. You know what? Another piece of tape.
Just somebody say anything that's an idea, inspiration. I'm sure we could think of something to talk about.
Hottest guys.
Great. That's something we can think about.
Chris Hemsworth is pretty yoked right now. His legs are little though.
Well, how about filmed it.
Did you just say that Chris Hemsworth's legs are not up to snuff for you?
No, it's like a thing on the
internet.
You
think that your legs are better than Chris Hemsworth's?
I mean, no.
But another piece of tape, Miles.
All right, I'm sorry.
Drag that man's legs.
Waste our tape.
That's a big one.
We need this tape.
We do need that tape.
It's kind of a waste.
Guys, I played The Sims for the first time yesterday. That game's incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
It's so fun.
My whole childhood.
Although I was trying to seduce someone. Mm-hmm. I was trying to seduce Eugene in the game. Spoiler alert.
Of course.
Coming out soon /2 months from now.
Yeah, I don't know when that's
coming. But there was an option to like talk about, you know, some like kinky sex stuff like a little too early in the conversation. And I went for it and it shows a little bondage emoji. And then he didn't like that. And I feel like
unrealistic.
Come on, it's 2021. You know, if you if you're like talking about something that's a little edgy, unless it's, I mean, it's kind of like Miles's
horny thing. I'm
feeling pretty horny right now.
From either last week or the week before.
The Sims has evolved so much since when I played it as a kid. I could not believe how many options there are now. Like, I remember when just getting pets was like, oh my God. And then kids came involved. Was that Sims 2?
I didn't even play. I didn't play until I started playing at BuzzFeed when I made us in The Sims with Kelsey.
Did you ever play from the guy who made The Sims made this game called Spore?
Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of it.
It was the most unreal game that then got absolutely unplayable.
Yeah.
But you begin, if I'm remembering this correctly, as like a microbe.
Mm-hmm.
And you are like just trying to survive a microbial world. Then you evolve into like... Mm-hmm. Fish? I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you evolve. You crawl on the land. Then, so like the game, you have all of these games in one. then you become a civilization.
And you're making
then you unlock space travel.
No.
And then you can explore the freaking cosmos, Ned. But my game got to, like, I visited one civilization and I blew up one building. Okay, sorry. Okay,
oops.
And for the rest of the game, just like space bros were trying to attack my. Every time I turned on the game, I was getting attacked. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, I get it.
Repercussions, bro.
I get it. I declared intergalactic war.
In the game. Yeah.
You got canceled.
But, like,
by
you know,
the
don't judge me by my former self. Mm.
Do you think there's any world where if aliens came down, we wouldn't fight them? Because I worry about that.
Well, did you guys see that 60-minute episode about the UFOs?
No, not yet.
Where it's like, UFOs, they've been observed. Like,
they're here.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. They're always flying.
And nobody has explanations for it.
But, okay, do UFOs happen in other places other than the U.S.? Because I feel like the U.S., people are way into like, I seen the UFO.
No, but they're all
we're talking
world.
About like Navy pilots.
Yeah, that's dope.
Seeing like actually stuff that they can't explain with their
commander. We seen the UFO.
we
just seen the UFO, commander. What should we do?
So now, do we think that it is one country or government or military that has all this clandestine technology they're testing?
Mm-hmm. That's one theory,
right?
Right. It could be like some, you know, Russian or Chinese, like
or American,
you know.
Or American.
I think it's more likely that it's a private organization than a government.
Elon.
Elon. Yeah, it could be Elon. One of the guys in the 60 Minutes episode was like pretty high up in the CIA. And he was like, based on my knowledge and position, I don't think this is American technology.
Wow.
Interesting.
UFOs were my absolute number one passion as a child.
Really?
Sorry, not told you that. When I went to the public library as a kid, all I would do all I would do is check out books on, UFOs.
What do you think about them?
I don't know. I was a dumb child. I have no knowledge that I've gained. I just loved fantasizing about it. It was like just the ultimate wish fulfillment for me as a kid. I really wanted to be abducted.
Oh my God.
Like not probed. I realize that's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
maybe a little probed.
I just wanted to hang out with aliens. I just thought it'd be so cool.
Yeah, I've dreamed about that too.
Who hasn't? That'd
be cool.
I mean, Contact with Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Great movie. Makes you think.
Flight Plan with Jodie Foster also makes you think.
Panic Room.
Great Jodie Foster movie. Foster. Yeah. Money Monster, she directed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elysium. She was in that one.
Yeah. She was in Elysium?
Yeah.
Matt Damon?
Yep.
Here you go. Watch the Pentagon's 3D classified UFO videos. Jody. Miles, you can put this in the YouTube feed.
Other names.
Young Jody.
Hey, check this
out. You don't know Jodie Foster. Put respect on
them. I mean, it doesn't mean I don't know her. I just don't. I couldn't be like, oh, she's in these films.
Turn it halfway.
Is this a Jodie Foster montage you're showing?
No. The Pentagon. It's the actual declassified footage.
It's paused. There's nothing to watch right now. I'm trying to turn a volume down.
Pentagon.
It's a UFO video taken from a Navy plane that they can't explain. Yes.
This is the one that most of us have seen. It went viral.
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
But it is crazy. Like, there's this, like, hey, man, if people found out UFOs were real, like, what would we do? It's happening, and the answer is
nothing.
Turns out
the answer is nothing.
Yeah, we're too worried about everything else.
But if there was, like, you know, an alien being that was out walking around, I don't know. That's a little different.
That'd be different.
Just, like, you know, a press conference with an alien being in the Rose Garden.
I guess if we were hypothetically, if we did space travel and we found a civilization, we probably not want to tell them that we found them because we'd be worried they're going to attack us.
Yeah, oh yeah, you got to scope it out.
Data points have shown I ain't talking to the humans.
Yeah,
these people are no good.
No, these people
do not know how to elect leaders. Yeah. They don't even know how to get along with each other.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Why does the Navy have such bad cameras?
Yeah.
why is the Navy giving us the same quality camera as the guy in Kansas of his UFO?
Yeah,
we have this crazy military budget. They can't put an iPhone camera on one of them planes. Just get us a couple lenses on there.
4K. I think because it's like from 4 miles out or something.
Get a 4 mile telescopic lens.
Yeah, if Chris Nolan can film frickin' Tenet, the Navy can film something better than that.
If Tom Cruise can tether himself to an airplane.
I mean, at least have it be in color.
Right,
if Ludacris and Tyrese can go to space, we can film aliens and not space.
I feel like we should have better pictures of UFOs.
Of you?
Of UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
And me.
And you.
I'm sure the military actually has some pretty good photos of me.
Do you think they have a file on Gabe?
They have a file on all of us.
No.
Well, we have social security numbers. There's definitely a file on you from the government.
That's different from the military.
You think there's a file or a line item? That's a different thing. File includes, means that there's subcategories.
I think there's a couple subcategories, you know?
You don't even think they keep tabs on all famous
people?
That's why how the government is trying to keep it under wraps. They don't want the people to be able to do their own work on me.
Actually, there's definitely one because you did the thing with Fauci and Dr. Yeah. You know.
I don't think that automatically would create a file for us.
Well, they probably they scope you out.
We didn't do a background check for that.
Right. You don't. Oh, you didn't?
They might have.
Because they already knew. They already had the info.
They, right, like, they just pulled out the file.
Which White House was Fauci under at that point? I can't remember when we did it in time.
I think it was Biden.
It was Biden.
Yeah.
It was this. The transition had happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was in February or something.
Why are you trying to find our file?
I'm going
to
see if anyone's made a Wikipedia.
It was
page
actually,
for us
it was like,
haven't.
Well, maybe the transition hadn't happened because it was while I was staying in Big Bear. And that was also January 6th in Big Bear. And I think I left.
Yeah.
It was only a week long trip. So probably January 8th or 9th when we filmed it. The release date was
pre coup.
I think it was post coup.
Post coup.
Post coup.
Post coup.
Pre inaug.
The coup happened very early in the year. It was like the first thing that happened.
Right.
Pretty
right.
Wild.
Attempted coup.
Attempted
coup. Oh,
attempted coup is still a coup.
It's a.
Yeah.
What makes a coup a coup?
I guess so.
Yeah.
It is.
Sure. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a successful coup to just call it a coup. Yeah.
Just a coup. Peppa Pig. Would you beat Peppa Pig in a fight?
No.
Really?
Do you know canonically how tall that freaking pig is?
No.
That Peppa Pig is like 8 feet tall.
What? No way.
I think so.
Wow.
But back to everybody, pull their phones back out.
Peppa Pig is 8 feet tall?
Peppa Pig is huge. Peppa, well, wow. I think this info comes from Sam.
Step on me, Peppa.
I hope I'm... Peppa Pig.
I feel like that was like one of those moments where you like put your kinky thing out there a little too early in our relationship.
Yeah, the Sim Eugene just got turned off immediately.
Peppa Pig is 7'1".
That's a big pig.
That's a big pig.
Probably the biggest pig.
Yeah. I mean, according to one Google search and a popularized meme, but yeah.
That's huge.
Peppa Pig would absolutely... And even, by the way, even if Peppa Pig was 5 foot or some normal size, pigs are some meaty motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That pig thick. Body meat.
Hogs are mean.
Yeah.
Wild hogs are aggressive. They'll bite you.
I love that I've been doing this entire... I love that I've been doing this entire thought experiment as if I don't have chronic pain and I could not fight anyone.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I don't know. You look pretty good fighting Keith.
Look at that pig. That's a
That's like a swole pig.
Would you guys do more? I mean, yeah, you're fighting videos. Ned, I guess like are you Eugene? If a YouTuber challenged you to a fight, if like a big YouTuber,
would you train? Definitely fight.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little off brand for me, but it's kind of fun.
That's fun. Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Let's think YouTubers then. Let's start with our friends.
Yeah.
So it'd be like
it's no pads, real fight.
If Rosanna Pansino wanted to box you.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do like my brain, and I'm not keen on getting knocked out.
That would suck.
But
you could always get choked out.
Like a UFC fight. Yeah. Sure. I get an arm bar, break my hand.
It's better to be choked out.
I think it's all pretty bad for your brain.
But like knocked out is like...
really bad.
Concussion. Yeah. Choked out is just the...
just for a second.
Just for a moment. See how it feels. Just for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be a pretty large prize purse. Mm-hmm. And I would have to reimagine my career as wanting to do more of it down the line. Otherwise, you're just like,
yeah, that's it.
It's like, what amount of money would you get knocked out for?
Oh, yeah. A mil?
I just straight up spilled tea all over myself.
Bro.
I'm a mess.
What's wrong with you, bro?
I'm a mess.
Oh, you're spilling all over yourself.
We start this podcast over.
Yeah, let's start it over.
I kind of feel like Ronald where I can't control my limbs at all today.
We didn't welcome them to the tripod today.
What the fuck is up, everyone? Welcome to the tripod. We've got a great show for you today. We're playing a Disney game. We've got a Disney boy.
Do you want me to
We've
put this in the beginning?
We've got a birthday boy.
Yeah, we're just starting over, Miles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And yeah, take off the tape and we'll do that whole bit again.
Start the clock.
Why? We started over and you guys slouched in your chairs and got even lower energy.
The last podcast on the floor, essentially.
Are these chairs not good podcast chairs?
I like them. I just saw him do it. I'm like, I want to do that.
Zach interpreted starting over to mean I can stop now.
Yeah, Ned, you got this, man. I'm just going to be an audience member.
All right.
I talk too much anyway.
Let me tell you about my morning because it was a wild one. I was up at 5:23 of the a.m.
Whoa.
It's been up a little early. You know, we're still working out that sleep schedule. But today, for whatever reason, I only had 5 minutes of being sleepy and kind of upset. And then I just used it as an opportunity to seize the day. I had breakfast at 6:30, made me and the whole family a little parfait bowl, a little yogurt, little strobs, little blues. Yeah, little Razzies. And honey and mint on top, a little sprinkle dinkle of mint. And then it's not even 7, and I'm like, well, I have 2 hours before our nanny gets here, and I can start my work day. What am I gonna do? I went out. I did some gardening with Wes. I freaking weeded the entire garden.
Oh my god!
Set up some Wi-Fi points.
Yes.
Trash down. I mean, I had a whole morning.
That's
now,
big. I'm jealous.
Because of that, I was starving at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and I had a Pop Tart, and I got crumbs all over my chest.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sweating profusely over here.
It's too hot in here.
Why is it so hot in here?
Well, this is going to be an interesting thing that we're going to have to deal with.
Oh, boy.
But the air conditioning in here is controlled in the editing bay.
Ooh.
That's
which is interesting.
That's
they're
stupid.
They're interesting chained together.
They're chained together.
Awkward.
And
which is awkward.
Does it get too cold in there?
So they're going to like it. Actually, no, it's going to be
they're
fine.
Gonna they're
going to
like it
cold,
too.
Which is going to be nice.
They're also going to run. Their computers are going to heat up that room. They're going to want it cold.
Want it cold. So it's going to be cold in both rooms, yeah. Which is good.
That's awesome news, Miles.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Here's a question for you, Keith. Yeah. My birthday's coming up. Yeah. Looking for a nice restaurant to go to.
Ooh.
Where would you recommend?
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a good consideration.
Yeah,
well, you're bringing the whole fam.
No, just me and Ariel.
Just you and Ariel.
Get a babysitter.
Let me ask you a couple questions, Ned. Yeah. Are you proud of your Italian heritage?
Am I proud of my Italian heritage? Yeah.
Does like a nice Italian meal sound good to you?
Absolutely. Always does. Always does.
You are
one of my
man?
Favorite types of food.
You're a family man?
Yeah.
I am.
You love family. Okay.
Indeed.
Interesting.
About.
I can see where this is going.
Going towards Buca di Beppo.
Dope breadsticks.
Nope. Swinging a miss.
What if I told you there's a place where when you're there, you are family?
Yeah.
Oh, I see where it's going.
Carrabba's Italian grill.
I like that. I'm looking for something that I can't do on an average night.
You're doing something
special.
Well,
I mean, they fill up. Their reservations are
pretty intense. And Bestia is already filled up.
Oh, I was just going to suggest Bestia.
Yeah. You have to wait till mid-July for a Bestia res.
Damn.
What is it with reservations?
Well, because there's a lot of people.
I don't want to decide what I'm going to eat 3 weeks from now. I just want to eat tonight.
Uh-huh. I don't even know if we're not going to have a shoot 3 weeks. You know, like, I try to do my schedule.
Let's abolish the system.
Of reservation?
Two-hour wait?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but I know the owner.
Oh,
Do you see. Here's a question. When you guys would get reservations, are you like, it's for Ned Fulmer?
So, well, see, that's what I'm thinking I might have to do. If, resis are booking up, I'll have to pretend to be my own assistant.
Yeah, it's funny.
Be like,
I have Ned Fulmer from the Try Guys calling.
Exactly. That could do it for me, too, yeah.
That's cool.
Hi, I have Keith Hammersberger from the Try Guys.
Whoa, you sound kind of cute. What's your name?
Sierra.
Oh, hey, what's up, Sarah? That's my fiance's name.
Oh my God, are you hitting on me?
Well, we'll never tell.
Can we call a fancy restaurant and try this bit right now live on air?
I think it's illegal.
I know it's illegal, but
we'll
if we bleep the entire thing out, or we have just Zach like redo their voices.
I think it's only illegal if it's
actually
not
illegal
funny.
Even just to record the transcript.
I think oh, so. Really?
Yeah, because you're recording them.
In California. Illegal.
In California.
Let's get in the car.
We got to just go to Arizona.
Here's an interesting question. If we call somebody in Missouri, can we record them?
Yeah.
Really?
If it's according to that. Oh, no. We need to also be. We cannot be in California.
Yes.
That is. I think it was just a law because of all of our TV and film production. It was
for sure.
Protect people. But most states, I'm not sure state to state who has that law and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
What type of cuisine do you think is best for a date night?
I think anything that gets you horny. So
just like slurping oysters.
Slurping oysters. I do think Italian food is pretty hot.
I've never gotten that. I mean, I love oysters, but like theoretically they can, you know, do weird things to your digestion.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can.
Which is my man.
And part of
Oh, yeah.
Guess what's connected to your digestion? Your dick.
Okay. Whoa.
What?
Like, I think Italian food.
You pee it out.
Have you ever gone on a fancy fried chicken date with Becky?
Well, we go to Tokyo Fried Chicken.
That's pretty fancy.
And it's fancy because it's so delicious.
Right.
But it's not.
It's a special occasion.
It's not like handover.
Yes, it's.
You know, you feel it. You feel the way you feel when you eat fancy.
They give you gloves for the grease. That's fancy.
They do give you a chicken glove.
That's fun.
You sit at a table. That's fancy.
That's fancy. I know the owners and we always have a very sweet exchange about what's going on in our lives. And that's fancy.
Is it cheeky to know owners of places? Or
no,
just
I think
awesome?
That's quite cool.
Like Gen Z thinks it's cool to like
owner,
have.
I don't think it's generational.
I don't think it's generational, but knowing an owner is like, I know the owner. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Well, we can do that.
Where?
Well,
a couple places.
We film food shows.
That's I got true. A place for you.
We're famous.
He's got a place.
Sasabune. It's in Glendale. Mm. It is a sushi restaurant that was the high end, worth it sushi in the first ever worth it. And the omakase that I did was unforgettable. It was incredible.
Wow. An omakase sushi.
I'm glad we got there.
Wow. Well, we will keep talking about food we'd like to eat on the afterpod at patreon.com/tryguys if you want an extra episode and a little extra bonus content.
Mm-hmm. But first, if you guys had to lose one finger, which one?
Pinky.
Obviously, pinky. Next question.
It would be hard to get into my ears, but other than that, I'd be fine.
You get Q-tips for that.
Yeah, that'd be.
If you had to get rid of one finger in this room.
Keith's pinky.
Whoa.
Yeah, probably my pinky.
So he can't wear his pinky rings anymore.
Yeah. So I can't do this anymore.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't.
But I could use some other advice.
If we got rid of Miles' pinky, we'd have to like really pay some workers' comp.
That'd be tough. I wouldn't be able to edit as fast.
Fingers are worth money.
We would support you.
Thank you. If I lost my pinky, that's cool.
Yeah, but like, what does that like look like in practice, Zach? Like
private jet. Let's throw it to the advice.
It's time for advice with Miles. It's Miles' time. Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles.
I feel like I'm going to have to take a shit in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Miles has to poop?
Is yogurt good for your digestion?
Yogurt or go-gurt? Did you just ask me if go-gurt? Did you just ask me if go-gurt was good for your digestion? I mean, it's yogurt, and yes, in general, yogurt is kind of okay for your stomach. It's got cultures. Some people like it. You know, the Activia makes you poop, right? That's a regular.
Jamie Lee Curtis is one of the top pooping celebrities in the world.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right.
How's everybody doing? We got some advice, and here's the thing that we're gonna give. A little bit of advice. Get some stuff, and every single day we're gonna feel good. Okay, everybody, now you're sitting down. Get some advice.
Oh, he wrote
go
this.
Around town. Come on down, get a little ooh, and it's gonna feel really good.
New York. Concrete advice you're gonna get from it's time for my advice. Now
well, hey little sluts, I'm here to say what. I got off the beat, hang on.
Don't lose it, you got this.
Hey little sluts, and I'm here to say
you wanted to pick it up. You wanted to pick it up there. Like, hold on, let me get another shake at the slut line. Let me get another run at this one. Oh, hey little sluts, and what do you say?
Time now for my
Ronald's into it.
My
Get a coffee at a coffee shop and sit down.
Gosh, I need that advice.
And sit down there because I found that stuff is open back up.
Oh my God.
And so
get a coffee in a coffee shop and sit down there.
No, let him do it. Let him do it.
Get a coffee in a coffee shop and sit down there because culture's back.
Culture's back.
Did you make us listen to 2 theme songs? For that?
I was going to sing it, but I got nervous.
You had 2 verses and you never mentioned coffee once. All you did was sort of say, hey, and
you
were going
to sing the advice and then you didn't.
You know what?
But you sang other
stuff.
I felt
like I wasn't on beat, so I had to just say
I think they're straight tripping. That was wonderful.
Thanks, man. But I think
that was fire.
Thanks, Phil.
Ronald.
His name is Harold.
But I think it's good to go out. Culture's back, and it just has made me feel, I think that most like other stuff has made me feel like culture's back by like, I'll get coffee and they just kind of sit and be like, oh, other people are sitting at a table having coffee. This is just like the old days, and so it feels really good.
Is your coffee shop maskless yet?
Well, the outside seating is usually maskless. Some inside seating is also maskless.
It's like been like that for months though, right?
Yeah, but I was afraid before I was vaccinated.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's more about you than the culture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the people sitting there, I didn't want to be around because they didn't believe in masks or whatever.
Right, right.
And now it's like, oh, yeah, we can sit out and feel good. And
Ned, I think what you're missing is that culture's back.
Culture's back.
Culture's back. And it's good.
But we do still need to wear masks in restaurants.
No, you need to wear masks like when you're ordering and then when you sit down.
No, I'm saying you're saying that culture's back. And I'm saying the policies have been the same for the last 6 months.
Well,
I've been going and sitting outside of coffee shops.
Yes,
for the last 6 months.
Well, but Ned, the policy is the same, but the culture.
The culture
is back.
Is back. No, I think what's back, exciting, Miles, mm-hmm. is that as in at June 15th,
mm-hmm.
the policies will change for the state of California, which we reside.
Whoa, really?
And masks will no longer be required in stores.
I'm gonna keep wearing them.
Well, sure, you can keep wearing them, but that's a big shift,
weird.
Right? That's a big policy shift.
How long
shift.
Do you think it's gonna take? Because I don't think the first day, I think like if you walk into a TJ's without your mask, people are going to look at you dirty.
Although it's like funny because it really is at this point. It is
if
just
you're
signaling.
Vaccinated.
I want to wear a button that says I'm vaccinated. Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
Can we make that cool. shirt? I think that actually sure would sell really well.
I'm vaccinated. Don't fucking worry about it.
Don't fucking worry about it.
Like, I'm a safe, yeah. You know, yeah. And then, yeah, I like that.
Worry about it an appropriate amount.
Did you guys see that, you know, a month ago, the new CDC guidelines we talked all about, and they're like, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of a little conflicted, not sure if it's going to work. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it worked.
Woo!
Where vaccinations actually increased.
This. Yeah.
After that announcement, and cases continued to decline.
That's awesome. Very exciting.
We got all the benefits, but not surprising. Any of the bad stuff.
Yeah, part of what they think happened is that the people who we feared would take this as an excuse to then go maskless without a vaccination were already maskless. So that was like a constant that did not change. But then there were some people who were encouraged and got vaccinated who would not have otherwise. Super exciting.
And it's also like local governments in some southern states that are giving people prizes.
That's hilarious.
That's fun.
Dark reflection on our culture, but if it works, it works. Sign me up, baby.
A governor holding his giant fat dog.
Ohio, right?
I think it was West Virginia.
You could win $1 million prize if you really? Were vaccinated.
Yeah. That's my favorite dystopia.
So the best one, I mean, $1 million is the best one, but my favorite one, the Daytona Speedway Raceway, let people come get vaccinated and then race around the track in their normal car.
That's so cool.
Which is so unbelievable. The stupidest one.
So dangerous.
Yeah. You like start crashing.
The stupidest one, which I saw yesterday. I don't know which state. Was giving away free guns.
I saw that.
Is just
insane.
Shot for a shot.
Insane.
Hey. Yeah, the net life gain or loss there is I bet we could calculate it.
Culture's back.
Culture's back.
I think so too, that's for sure. But
I'm glad that you're feeling more comfortable.
I feel excited, yeah.
And I do think that culture is getting back.
That's good.
I'm planning my trip to Disneyland.
That's awesome. That's going to be a fun...
We were talking about it.
Yeah.
I think now's the time to go. Well, don't tell everybody listening. Maybe I got to get my tickets first.
I think you should wait a few months. Your viewers.
Yeah, everyone else should wait.
Well, Avengers theme park, Paul Rudd said it's available.
Here's the thing, is that it's limited capacity. You'll never have lines this short because they're still limiting the capacity.
It's going to be unlimited.
Before we wrap up the episode, Ronald, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, I got some big things I've been working on. Like I said, I'm a corporate YouTuber, so there's going to be some cool new formats I'm doing. I'm going to try doing taxes of various Asian countries. I'm going to try to react to bills, like law bill, like bills that could be passed.
Wow.
You know, sort of like a paperwork kind of.
Interesting. Sounds boring.
Now, Ronald, before I let you go, I'm curious. There were some other YouTubers, former clients of yours, who had accusations of embezzlement from you.
I need you to shut the fuck up, Jack. You bring me on here as a guest, and then I put on trial. Miles.
What? Sorry.
Why is this okay?
You can be on the show.
Why? Anything I ask you.
Anything you're not comfortable with, we can cut out. But also, you don't have to use Ned's mic. You have a mic to yourself.
I'll use whatever mic I got in one. I don't even need a microphone. My voice carries.
Okay. Yeah.
My voice carries.
And Ronald, I've been seeing you do some pretty fun stuff on TikTok. You want to give that a little shout out before we leave you?
It's a little controversial. I'd rather not bring it up.
Oh, okay.
But mostly I've been using the build a bitch sound.
We have to release a TikTok.
It's a trending sound, and I'm trying to figure out like if I can ride that wave. This ain't build a bitch, you bitch. You don't get to pick and choose bigger ass or bigger boobs, whether eyes are green or blue. This ain't build a bitch, oh bitch. I got flaws and attitude. So if you want perfect, I'm not built for you. 2, 3, 4.
Bella Ports, if you want to do the show.
Bella!
And now, Ronald, is there any truth to the rumors that you and Bella have been hanging out recently?
We've been fucking. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea how old she is or how old I am. I'm kidding, and I apologize as a puppet and a man.
Well, guys,
oh boy.
Please subscribe to Ronald's channel. Let us know what other Ronald bits you want to see next time. Ronald is with the official tripod theme song.
Well, you gotta get yourself up every morning and put yourself to bed every night. And during the day, you gotta eat real healthy and then you'll live a long life with a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.